And welcome to another Gaslit podcast. And this is episode 39. So thank you very much indeed for listening, for all those guys that wherever you are in the world. I really do thank you all, guys. Thank you. So I'm recording this on Sunday. It's what, like coming up for 5 to 8 in the evening. And this is going to go out on Tuesday morning. So there's a bit of a different podcast this week. So I was thinking about today. We had a family event. So one of our little family members on my wife's side is a budding little actor. He's done a bit of stuff on TV, some adverts and stuff, done a bit for the radio, and he does a little bit of amateur dramatic stuff. So we went and saw him. He's only, 8, 9, 10, 11, whatever he is. So he's only a little young lad, and he does a fantastic little performance every single time. So when we do these things, me and the wife go, and we take the in-laws with us, and I'll get on fantastically well with the in-laws and with the mother-in-law especially. And I know a lot of people don't, but I really, really do. She's a lovely, lovely lady. She works in a charity shop, and she's been in a charity shop for over 40 years. And I won't say who she is or where the charity shop is or the name of the shop or the organisation, but it's due to close at the end of the year. And I was talking to her about it a couple of weeks ago about, you know, I'm an hour and about dates when it's going to close. Obviously, it's been a big part of her life and my wife's family life for so, so long. And that's where I get all my towels from as well for work. So all the old towels that come in, they're a bit frayed or a bit like stained and stuff like that. Doesn't matter. I'll buy them by the kilo off the charity shop. I'll give them the money and we have them for work and we cut them up. And then we use them for general towels within in our business. And when they get too bad, either I wash them or they're too bop, they go out. And then I can then send them back into the charity shop and they get the money for the rags out of the back of them. So, potentially this charity shop's going to close and a few others in the chain as well. And there's a threshold limit they've now set and it's not quite making it. But obviously there's a charity shop that take donations and then they sell the donations. They're in a bit of a unique space, really, where they don't pay for the majority of their stock that comes in. But it is random. And that's probably the biggest challenge that they have. They don't know what's going to be coming in. They don't know if they're going to get size 12 black jeans in or whatever it'll be. Or if they've got black jeans, whether they've got a 10, 12, 14, 16 in the women's sizes, et cetera, et cetera. So they do get a lot of perusals and people just looking through the shop. And it's a great community place for people to go. And there are many, many people that turn up every day to look through for some bits and pieces. And they may not be able to afford the new version. And that's why they're going in for the pre-owned or the pre-loved stuff there. So just going on a bit of a backwards journey for me, and I've done some little bits and pieces before. So I've been running my business since 2003. And in 2012, so a little bit later on, I was introduced to Audible. Now, I signed up for Audible and there was a book on there called Robert Kiyosaki's Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Now, it's been quite a popular book since 1997 in paper form, but it was released on Audible. So I started listening to that. And that's where I first got my sort of first love, really, for learning by audio. So I could, if I'm working on my own, I could put a set of headphones on. If I'm driving a long distance, I can put it on play before I leave. And then rather than listen to the radio, I can listen to some information coming in and try and grow and learn, even by that 1% a week, 1% a day, and get that little bit better and better and better. And that's what I've been doing sort of since 2012. And it has really ramped up in the last few years. And the amount of information and the content that I listen to now is probably the last, you know, if you say the last couple of years, is probably added up the 10 years prior to that all added together, and it's probably more than that. So it's sort of exponentially growing, which is absolutely fantastic. So the primary reason why I do this podcast and all the content that I do across all the platforms is to help the DIYers, help new people into the industry and those wanting a bit more knowledge before making a decision. And that's really at sort of the core we do as the primary reason for what we do. Secondly, there is a business upside in what we do. So with the SEO side, and there's some other bits and pieces, but I won't go into because it's a bit more sort of specific to what we do as a business. And I don't want to give all our little secrets away to everybody out there. I'm not worried about Tom, Dick and Harriet halfway up the country, but I do know there's thick end of about 100 gas safe engineers within the Medway Towns area. I know everyone doesn't sort of work for themselves and they work here, there and everywhere else, but we try to be different in what we do. So we do a lot of giveaways, which is out there on the social medias, place, and we do video calls for our clients. So I'll do that I'll jump onto a little Zoom call and it's like, what have we got here? Let's have a look in your airing cupboard. Let's talk through this. Let's talk through that. And I honestly give good old fashioned honest advice. And if it's crap, I'll bloody tell you it's crap as well. And I'll go from there. Thirdly, this podcast has helped me personally with explaining things, talking and understanding various areas of what we do. Now, it's really simple and basic that, I do this, I do that, I do that up, done, dusted. But how would you explain that to somebody on an audio-only platform? How would you explain that to someone that doesn't really know? You know, what is a left-handed Fred and a right-handed Fred? And why is there left-handed Fred and right-handed Freds? So, for me, I've sort of grown personally myself. So I was a volunteer in a non-related sector for almost 14 years. And those that know me know exactly what it was. And I'm not really going to sort of band it around the whole internet, what I did or what the organisation I work for. But I met many, many people and I dealt with all people in our community from all different points of their lives. And I think I did make a bit of a difference and I did leave a bit of a positive effect on most people. So I did try my best in doing what I do. So I do like giving back and I do like helping people. And I believe that is when you open your heart to give, then you're open to receive as well. And it sounds a bit cheesy and a bit corny, but I do believe there is. Years and years ago, after that Robert Kiyosaki thing, a few years after, I forget the year it was, there was an audiobook called The Secret by Rhonda Byrne. Rhonda de Byrne? I think she'd done a TV program about it as well. So it was breaking it down. It's a bit hocus pocus in some of the bits that it goes on about sending your thoughts out to the universe and they come back to you, stuff like that. Now, personally, I don't believe in that. I don't believe in fortune telling. I don't believe in ghosts. I don't believe in Loch Ness Monster. There's lots of things I don't believe in. But what I do believe in is the power of the subconscious mind. And I do believe that when you're walking down the road and you're thinking, I need a pound. If I could get an extra pound, I can buy that. I've got no money. And you look down the floor and you find a pound and you go, hallelujah, it was given to me by God. Now, I do believe in God as well, but I do believe in the power of the subconscious mind. And I do think that if you're out there and it's in your mind subconsciously, I want to find this customer, I want to bump into this person, and then you will bump into them because your eyes are open subconsciously. We can walk down the street, down through the high street, see 200, 300, 400, 500 people, and then suddenly you'll go, oh, I know that person over there. But everybody else, the 99.9% of the people, you absolutely just ignored, and your brain's just dumped all that information, the power of the subconscious mind. So absolutely fantastic. So yes, I understand in The Secret what they're saying, power of the subconscious. So guys, have a listen to it and make your own decisions on it. So the mother-in-law. So I was talking to her in the car and I said to her about your metrics and obviously it's a charity shop. So I said to her, you've got to make a little bit more money to stay open because you're just under the threshold. So I said, how many customers do you have a week? What's the average transaction value? How much does it acquire a client, but that's more sort of from the business side. What is the lifetime value of the client and how long and how often do they spend, how long will they spend with you? So that's just sort of a bit of a broad sort of spectrum, so not just for charity shops. So, you know, if you had, and I've done a little bit on here, so if you had 100 clients a week spending £100, just to keep the math simple, that's £10,000 a week, okay? So if you worked on an average, and most businesses work on an average, take off all the costs, about 10% profit. So £10,000, 10% profit is £1,000 a week. Simple, simple maths. If you could increase the metrics to either £110 a client or 110 clients. You know, either way, 100 clients, 110, 100, whatever way round it is. That's 11 grand a week if you can just change one of the metrics by 10%. So assuming that the costs are no more to get the extra clients, and all you do to to get the extra revenue is to increase the value to the clients. So really basic maths here. So 10,000 quid gives you £1,000 profit. And 10% more is £2,000 profit, which is a 20% increase. So you manage to double your profit because your basic costs have stayed the same, your insurance, your lights, your water, your rent, your rates, and all those bits and pieces relatively stay the same. And obviously, if you've got to drive a bit more for the extra revenue, obviously that won't be. But we're just talking round numbers here. So for the extra 10% in the uplift or the footfall on your income, that's going to give you actually 20% extra profit from your 10,000 turnover to £1,000. So for an extra, so to double your profits from 1,000 to £2,000, which is a 20% profit on your 10 grand, you just need to find that extra 10% either in footfall or in amount they spend. Now, you could do it by standing outside and welcoming people in. You could do it by asking the customers, I'm using the charity shop here, by the way. You asking the charity shop, what are you looking for? Is there anything I can help you with? Can I put your name and your contact details down on a pad? And if anything like that comes in, we'll give you a call straight away and just let you know your details and build up that little black book and build it up there. Or you can give extra value to the customers by charging that a bit more of like a gift wrapping service, that sort of thing. Or can you arrange delivery, that sort of thing? If you know, because you've got a post office up the road, could you send it to them? Could you leave it out into whatever it'll be? Trying to add that extra little bit of value. I didn't quite think that one through. So you can bring that tiny bit of extra value income in. And that really, really, really could be the difference in a business surviving or closing. And certainly as we're into 2025. So we've noticed that it's been a bit slower than the expected start of the year in the heating industry. Now, I do speak to a lot of people about where they are, what they're up to, and how things are going. We're still really busy. We're getting more commercial clients on board. We're seeing another school academy in Kent this week, which I'm super excited about. We've started the boiler service plans for domestic clients, where you can pay monthly to spread the cost or have an agreement for covering the repair costs on your heating system and your boiler as well. So that's something I've been working on for years and years, but I've managed to find this platform and some fair terms and conditions, because that was really what held me off, to be fair. I didn't want to, because bad news travels fast, and there's so many stories I hear from people like British Gas and Home Serve, or Home Swerve as we call it in the industry, where Nana's been paying for 20 years for a cover, and 10 years ago the parts were discontinued and they haven't bothered saying anything. And so when she needs the service, finally when they do turn up, actually their parts aren't available, haven't been available for a decade, and thank you very much for all the money you've been spending with us. So for me personally, that was really, really important that we get that right. And I believe that we've got that right now. So we launched that, and we've already got our first customers that are already signed up for it. We're already on the way. So I'm really, really excited for that, which is pretty cool. We've got some team training for the guys. And we're going into a bit of a new area for our clients this summer coming up, actually. So we've got some training going on. We're going to be doing a bit more. We've got some inquiries into a different area, let's just say, of this industry. So we can go out to a few of our existing clients, and we can do some work for them, and we can sort of get the teething problems out of the way, and we can just really nail down to it and get it right before we properly roll it out to everybody. So that's going to be going on this spring, coming into the early part of the summer, and I'll make a big announcement on that as well. So thank you very much indeed, guys. This is going out on Tuesday morning, so if you do listen to it this week, like early on our social platforms, I am giving away a £50 Amazon gift voucher. And I've got a little video of me here in the office telling you all of how to enter it. And that's going to run out on this Friday coming. And I didn't look at the date for that. I do apologise. Whatever the date is for Friday, bear with me. Didn't write this down, did I? Silly sausage. That'd be Friday the 31st. Of course it is. So Friday the 31st, we'll close that draw of January, that is 2025, in case you're listening to this in the future. Yeah, so that's all on our social platforms. So do look at our social platforms. We've got our YouTube channel, The Gaslek Podcast, and it's Gaslek is one word, podcast. Oh, a little funny story. I was actually standing in Screwfix in Gillingham. And I was standing there, pick up an order, and the girls there, you know, I've known them for years, and oh, I haven't seen you for a while. I live in Gillingham, and our office here is in the heart of Rochester, or the historic city. And we got a Screwfix over in Stroud. Oh, you know, it's convenient for me to pop over there, pick little bits and pieces up if the guys can't, or, you know, whatever. And one of the ladies there was, oh, I listened to your podcast. And there was a guy standing next to me, some sort of buildery type, and said, oh, I'm always up for learning new stuff about plumbing. What's it called? And I signed him up as a subscriber there and then. So he'll probably be watching this and listening to this podcast on YouTube. So, hey, mate, I hope you find some content here that you do find useful, whether it's on the podcast or whether it's the other videos that are actually on this channel. And, of course, we're across all of the audio platforms as well for the podcast. So, yeah, fantastic. It's growing. It's growing slowly. I won't lie to you. But I'm persevering through it, and it's one of those really slow things. People think that you do a podcast and you're Joe Rogan, you're KSI, whoever those people are on their social platforms, and they go Rocket Off or Stephen Bartlett, and they go, oh, I've got 25 million subscribers all because I've got a microphone and a camera. That's not the case. It's all about grassroots and building, and that's what my plan here is to do. So thank you very much indeed, guys. Have a fantastic week, and big love to everyone. Take care. Goodbye.